祝你满有荣光。 Compares to the bride. It's your hand in our lungs. So we
pour out our praise, pour out our praise. It's your breath
in our lungs. So we
pour out our praise
to only great are you.
God, please don't let our hearts depart from this place.
主，你不要允许我们的心离开这个地方。
As we go into the rest of the meeting and the rest of our day and the rest of our week.
当我们进入我们这个会议的另外的部分，我们的一天，我们的一周。
Please don't let our hearts disengage from your presence.
你不要允许我们的心离开你的同在。
We want to take you with us everywhere we go.
我们去到哪里都要带着你的同在。
And everywhere you go, that's where we want to be.
你去到哪里，我们就要在那个地方。
All of your faces are radiant with the glory of the Lord.
大家的脸都放光神的荣耀。
Without talking, let's just turn around and look at each other's faces.
我们不用讲话的，可以转到你旁边的人看彼此的脸。
Let's just observe the Lord in each other.
我们就看彼此里面的神。
Each one of you is so beautiful.
每一位都这么的美丽。
Wow, thank you, Jesus.
耶稣，谢谢你。
God loves you so much.
耶稣这么的爱你。
Praise Jesus.
赞美耶稣。
First of all, we had a wonderful weekend at men's camp these past couple days.
首先，过去两天我们有个很棒的时间在弟兄的营会。
Thank you so much, Kirk, and everyone who helped plan this camp. It was a wonderful event.
谢谢 Kirk 还有所有帮忙计划这个活动的，我们真的很享受。
It was only one night, but I personally feel like I came back a changed person.
只是一个晚上，但是我个人感觉我回来就完全变了一个人。
I'd like to ask Papa Rich up to share a brief summary.
想邀请 Papa Rich 上来分享一些总结。
So I just want to really, I was really transformed also.
我也很被改变。
It was so good to be together with all the men.
跟弟兄们在一起真的很棒。
And I want to thank Kurt, Pastor John, and Pastor Mike from Transform, and Jesse.
还有 Transform 的 Mike 牧师，还有 Jesse.
So Kurt, would you come up and just share how your heart was moved this weekend? Because this was something you were carrying in your heart.
请 Kurt 上来分享你心里的感受，因为你一直心里有这个负担。
And you saw it unfold.
然后你看见它成就。
I'm just so grateful.
我非常的感恩。
Grateful to the Lord for allowing me to just to hear from Him and be obedient.
感恩主给我这个机会，可以聆听他的话语，也有机会顺服。
God gave me Psalms 133.
主给了我诗篇133篇。
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
就是看那弟兄和睦同居多么的善，多么的美。
It's not only good, but it's pleasant.
不只是好，但是是很美的。
And it's like the dew that it's like the oil that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard.
就像那个膏油流在亚伦的胡子上面。
To the very bottom of his garments, he was drenched in oil.
就留在他的衣服的最下面，他是完全被油浸泡了。
And it wasn't just any oil; it was the anointing. It was the incense for the temple only.
不只是什么随便的油，这是在在殿里面用的这个油。
Then it says. That it was like the dew of Hermon.
然后像那个黑门的这个露水甘露。
The dew of Hermon was so heavy.
这个黑门的甘露这么的厚。
That they said if you pitched a tent.
他们说如果你搭一个帐篷。
It was like it had rained all night.
好像感觉像它一整个晚上都在下雨一样的。
And then at the end of the verse it says, and there the Lord commanded his blessing.
在最后一节说在那个地方主具有他命定的福。
And I believe the Lord commanded his blessing over the men's retreat this weekend.
我相信这个周末主赐给我们他命定的福在我们过去弟兄的营会。
It was so powerful.
真的很有能力，很有大能。
Yeah.
So, first of all, before we have James share, because he had a really amazing experience, how many men were here from that were at the week at the men's retreat?
我们请 James
分享之前
有多少弟兄有参加我们的营会，可以站立。
Yeah, there was 12 from Transform, and I think there was close to 40 of us that were there.
我们大概有40位弟兄在那里。
This was a really tremendous meeting because we did all sorts of manly things that I don't think we would have done if we would have had a mixed crowd.
很奇妙，我们做了很多只有弟兄会做的事情。
I don't know how many of you ladies would have gone swimming in a ice cold pool.
不知道有多少姐妹会在冰冷的游泳池里面去游泳。
So we just had an amazing time, lots of sharing between men.
我们有很棒的时间在一起，很多弟兄之间的分享。
So James had a really amazing experience here. So
James 有个很棒的经历。
He stopped our hearts for a few minutes. So,
他有几分钟让我们的心跳都停止了。
Oh, it's gotta be me. Yeah. It's always a little embarrassing, but it's really highlight of my trip.
有一点点尴尬，但是是我整个旅程的的亮点。
I think it's kind of in the spiritual too.
也有一点有属灵的意义。
Yeah, because after I was have a little canoe time with my dear brother David for a while, and I think I want to go a little one-on-one, only my one person kind of journey.
所以我跟 David 一起在划船，然后后来我觉得哦，我想要跟主就一对一有自己的一些时间。
Surely enough, I really enjoy the time. All of a sudden, just when I turn someplace.And all of a sudden, it felt like in Lake of Galilee, there's all of a sudden some storms coming.
刚开始很平静很好，然后突然感觉我就像在加利利湖上面，就感觉一下子有风暴来。
Before that, I just give a brother David a lesson how to steer to the wave.
之前我还教我的弟兄 David 怎么样划船，怎么样转弯。
But nothing I can use it till like the blow me away.
但是我都利用不到这些技巧，这个风就带着我走了。
I try fight back, blow me back again.
我想要滑回去，他又把我吹过去。
Down the lake, yeah.
继续下这个湖。
Eventually, I just gave up. Whatever, our Lord, where you want me go, I go.
最后我就放弃了，主，你要我去到哪里，我就去。
At the end, eventually I have to give up. I was like, I have to call now because there is no way I can bring all the way back because every time I try, they just throw me right back the corner.
最后我放手的时候，我就决定我一定要给谁打个电话，因为我试着滑回去，风一直把我吹回去。
So I just called my dear Papa, John Elijah.
所以就给我亲爱的 Papa John Elijah 打电话。
I think he called like 10 calls right away.We're in a rescue mission. James in trouble.
他可能给十个人打电话，就说我们现在是紧急情况，要去救 James.
But it's a really fun experience, and I drive my pickup truck here, and I was get out and take the canoe back on the road instead of like water.
但是也很好玩，他去开我的大卡车到这个湖边接上我，我们就不用在水上回去，可以开车回去。
Yeah, I feel in my spirit that's a good lesson. You stay with the family, don't on your one-person journey.
我觉得属灵的意义就是提醒我要靠近家，跟家人在一起，不要单独旅行。
Even in case you go a little journey on your own,But as long as you call the family, there's rescue on the way.
也许你自己出去一段时间，但是你需要的时候，你给他们打电话，他们就会来救你。
That would be my highlight of the journey. I will remember for a long, long time.
我会很长一段时间就记得这段经历。
We're glad he was rescued.
我们很高兴我们救到他了。
So it was an amazing time of affirmation of our giftings and our calling as men.
是个很棒的时间，主来肯定我们的呼召，我们的恩赐。
I think it was the first one for this congregation. Is that right, Kurt? Yeah.
可能是我们第一次有这样的机会。
So everybody was just leaning into this time together with other men.
所有的人都很用心的在这个时间里面。
So when it's announced again in the future.
我们在下次在报告的时候
，Kurt's just getting warmed up.
Kurt 现在好像只有做暖身。
Put it on your calendar.
要放在你的日历上面。
It's an unusual time to be together as men.
我们作为弟兄可以在一起，是个很独特的时刻。
Generations of men.
不同时代的弟兄。
And hear from the Lord and encourage each other. Yes.
聆听主，然后鼓励彼此。
It was an amazing time.
是个很奇妙的时间。
I guess years ago when I wasn't part of Zion, Papa David had a word for transform. That transform couldn't go forward without Zion, and Zion couldn't go forward without transform.
很久以前，我还没在西安教会的时候，我记得 Papa David 给 Transform 教会一个话语，就 Transform 教会没有西安教会不可能往前走。然后啊，西安没有 Transform 教会不可能往前走。
And by the Holy Spirit, that knit was really connected even on a greater level.
然后靠着圣灵，好像这些关系就有走更深。
Amen.Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你，耶稣。
I just want to. I was sitting here. What is Kurt? Where did he? I was sitting here. I was not in the men's retreat.
我坐在那里，我没去参加那个弟兄会。
But when I was hearing Kurt, my spirit was moved.
但是当我听科科分享时，我的灵被兴起。
So this means that the back don't hear the front.
这意味着后面的没听见前面。
Because Kurt is standing there and he doesn't hear me.
科科站在那里没听见我。
So we have to adjust the sound system in this place.
我们需要调整一下音响。
Kurt, can you come, please?
Kirk, 到前面来。
It's not an exam. Come.
不是要考试。
I was just saying when you were sharing, I was deeply touched.
当你分享的时候，我非常的被触动。
And I want to highlight this because this is very important.
我要想说明这是非常重要的。
And especially for the Chinese.
特别是对华人。
We want to release creativity in everyone.
我们每一个人需要把我里面的这个创意
creativity
创造力释放出来。
Do you have this word in Chinese? It's in the book of Genesis.
创世纪里面有
Creativity comes from the word create.
这个创造力来自于创造这个字。
And because it's create, it has never happened before.
因为是创造，所以以前没有发生过。
Because if it happened before,
如果以前发生过
then you're not creating it, you're repeating it.
那你就不是创造，你是重复。
And when you create,
当你创造的时候
it has the opportunity of failure.
就有可能会失败。
Because how do you know if it will work out?
因为你不知道会不会最后成功。
You're trying it for the first time.
因为你是第一次在尝试。
So there is a lot of pressure.
所以有很多压力。
When you want to create.
当你创造的时候。
But if you don't create,
但是你如果不创造的时候
we will always be followers.
那你就只能变成是跟随。
And God releases creativity.
神要释放我们里面的创造力。
The whole thing of our walk with the Holy Spirit,
我们跟圣灵同行
is listen and obey.
实际上也是听，然后。
I want to commend Kurt.
我要来表扬这个鼓励。
Sandy, can you come and stand with him?
科科和 Sandy 和他站在一起。
Because for him to step out, Sandy must have had to do a lot of push.
他要站出来 Sandy 肯定要很多的这个推动力
Because I know Kurt is a very gentle man He will just try to find his steps
因为我知道科科是一个非常温柔的找到他的步伐
But I want to multiply Kurt in our midst
但是我要在我们当中要来复制
That if you are afraid of failure You will never create
如果你害怕失败，那你永远都不能够来创造。
And that is something very important for our safety in the family.
这对我们在家中的安全感是非常重要的。
Hear God.
听神的声音。
And venture on it.
然后要去冒险。
What if it doesn't work out?
如果会失败怎么办
？Learn.
然后学习。
Stand up.
然后站起来。
And hear God again.
然后再听神的声音。
Because that's all our life.
这就是我们一生就是如此。
It is the release of creativity and hearing God.
这就是释放我们里面的创造力，然后听神的声音。
So I wanted Chinese are good at looking at the best and making a copy of it.
华人比较擅长就是看那最好的，然后来复制。
Used to be.
以前是这样。
I used to want to want when I want a good watch, but cheap. I go to Hong Kong or China.
我要一个好的一个便宜的表，我以前常常是到香港。
But the Lord is changing us now.
但是神在改变我们。
Into being creative.
让我们能够更有创造力。
And now the Chinese are releasing things that the world has never seen.
现在华人来释放以世界上以前都没看到的东西。
I want to see that in the spirit realm.
我在灵里面也希望看到这个。
That all cultures.
所有的文化
Some are more braver than others.
有些可能比另外一些更加的勇敢
Some are not afraid of failure.
有一些可能并不害怕失败
But all human beings have a measure of feeling afraid. What if it doesn't work?
但是所有的人我们在某种程度上都害怕
But
如果失败怎么办
We have a safe family here.
但是我们有一个安全的家
You will never know unless you try.
你如果不尝试你怎么知道
I remember when I left medicine
我记得当我离开这个学医
Ruth didn't believe in what I was doing
Ruth 并不相信我要做的
And she said to me
她对我说
David you're putting all your eggs in one basket
她说 David 你把所有的鸡蛋放在一个篮子里面
What if it doesn't work
如果这个不行怎么办
I said to her
我对她说
It could work, it could not work, I don't know
可能行可能不行 我也不知道
But I cannot sit anymore in the church
但是我不能在教会中只是坐着
And say Lord I will follow you wherever you go Whatever you say
只是说神啊我要永远的跟随你不管你说到哪里
and I know he said something and I didn't follow it
我知道他说了一些事情但是我没有跟随
I cannot be a hypocrite
我不能是一个虚假的
Singing the wordsBut not following them.
唱那个歌词，但是里面没有去做。
But also I had the fear.
但我里面也有一个畏惧。
For this, it was not just a small venture. It was my whole life.
这对我来说不是一个小小的冒险，这是整个生命。
I had the fear.
我确实有个惧怕。
What if I did not hear God?
如果我没有听对神的声音。
But looking hindsight.
但是往回看。
I fell many times.
我很多次跌倒。
But I never stayed down.
但是我永远没有。
I got up again,
我重新起来
and I looked at it again, and I listened again, and again, and again.
我重新看，然后重新的听，听又听。
So the first thing to do what Kirk did,
所以柯克做的第一件事情
walk in humility,
就是在谦卑中行走。
That if it fails, you will never stay down and beat yourself up.
如果失败，你也不会好像就瘫在那里。
And the second thing,
第二件事情。
I'm a visual person, so I have to. And the second thing,
第二件事,
walk with the team and commit to share with them what you're feeling.
和团队同行，把你的感觉跟他们分享。
And if there is a confirmation,
如果有一个确认,
step in it.
然后就行走在当中。
And number three,
第三点,
if it doesn't work,
如果不行
go to the Holy Spirit and ask him why and fix the things and get up and do it again
回到圣灵那里问他为什么然后可以来修改来改正然后继续走
I want Kurt to pray for us
所以我希望柯克首先来祷告
but I want not to pray for every one of you because otherwise God will take you at your word
不是为每一个人来祷告
so I like you if you are willing
我希望你如果你愿意
to follow what the Holy Spirit says
来跟随圣灵所说的
even if it will not work out
即使好像可能 不行
even if it will not work out
即使会失败
I want you to stand up and say Lord I want to venture with you
我要你站起来对神说 我愿意来冒这个险
and this is not only for the men
不是只是对弟兄
because I really admire Kurt
我非常欣赏 Kirk
and I'm not saying that lightly
我不是很轻易地说
Kirk So shall I start from the beginning? Okay, for all those
I can start from the beginning again
我可以从头再开始
Papa David is not talking in theory
Papa David 不是讲一个理论
He shared what he has experienced since I know him
他是分享他个人的经历因为我知道他
Otherwise, we would not have this global family.
否则我们就不会有这个全球的同行家庭。
But I want to briefly tell you why it works.
我要很简短的告诉为什么这是可行的。
The Lord asks us to have English and Chinese meeting.
让我们有英文和中文的这个会议。
People warn me you cannot do that.
有人警告我不能这样做。
He said you cannot put.Fresh water in a fresh fish in salt water.
你不能把这个淡水鱼放在海水里、
or、
咸水里面，或者反过来。
You cannot have, they cannot grow.
你不能这样做。
But the Lord gave me an experience.
但是神给我这样的经历。
I was invited to Hawaii.
我那一次在夏威夷。
A breakfast over the sea.
看就看着这海。
With transparent glass, and I look down.
非常透明的，我往下看。
I saw the goldfish swimming in the sea.
我看到有鲸鱼在海里面游。
In the seaside.
就在海边。
Then the Lord spoke to me.
然后神对我说。
When there is chemical, the fish can live.
如果有这个化学物质，这个鱼不能活。
When my presence is with you, you can swim together in Zion.
当我的同在跟你们在一起的时候，你们作为一个家，西安家就可以一起来游。
The point is, listen to what he just shared. Venture out when the Lord speaks to you.
当神对你说的时候，你愿意去冒险。
It works when the Lord said go.
当神说去，这是可行的。
I watched Sharon jumping over to someone to join to pray together.
所以也看到大家在一起可以来祷告。
And that's very powerful.
这是非常有力的。
Because you care for one another.
因为你们彼此照顾。
So if you have someone in your heart here,
如果你心里面有人，
even you're standing for yourself.
即使你是为自己站立。
But actually, when you pray for your brother, you receive double of what you have given.
但是当你为你弟兄来祷告的时候，你领受是双倍的。
So can you do that quickly?
你能很快的这样做一下吗？
If you have someone in your heart,
如果你心里面有某一个人，
just go and join hands with them.
然后跟他手拉手。
Stand together.
站在一起。
And when you agree,
一起同意。
There is another level of power released.
就是有另一层的这个能力。
When two agree,
当两三个。
Heaven responds in another level.
同意的时候，这个天也会来回应。
So,If you are praying for yourself, say, Lord, as I want to receive for myself, I want to stand with my brother or my sister.
我为自己领受，我要和我弟兄也站立在一起。
So, Kirk, rewind the tape. Kirk, thank you for your obedience.
谢谢你的顺服。
On behalf of the church, because you opened that, I would have not come here if you did not come here.
如果你不这样说，我也不会来。
Really, your obedience triggered me to come here.
因为你的顺服让我站上来。
I would not have done it without you moving in.
如果你不这样，我也不会这样做。
Thank you, Papa Gideon. So I wanted to thank you.
我要谢谢你。
On behalf of Zion.
代表西安教会。
For stepping out.
能够走出来。
Out of the boat.
从船上出来。
Trusting the Lord.
相信神。
I'm glad it worked out and you had an amazing time.
很高兴，这个是可行的，你们也有很美好的时间。
But I know,
但是我知道
that you cannot go back anymore.
你不能再回去了。
You have to go forward.
你要往前走。
And when you get afraid,
如果你这时候害怕的时候
stand up,
站起来。
But pray for us,
为我们来祷告。
That the Lord will open our spirits to creativity,And we begin to hear and obey, not just hear, but hear and obey.
神会打开我们的创造力，让我们能够听，然后来顺服。
Amen.
Amen. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for your goodness.
主啊，谢谢你。
Lord, I thank you for the Zion family.
谢谢你为这个西安的家。
I thank you for the Transform family.
也为Transform 这个家，谢谢。
I thank you, Lord, that you're faithful.
谢谢，就是你是信实的。
And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you give us ears to hear from your Spirit.
主啊，祷告你给我们这个有耳的能听到耳。
Lord, give us a sensitivity to hear from you.
让我们有这个敏感，能够来聆听你的声音。
But not only be hearers, but be doers.
并不只是听，而是能够去行。
And take that hearing from you, and take it where the rubber meets the road.
当从你那里听到这个声音能够走出来。
And when we hear from you, when you say, do this, Lord, we do it.
当你说这样做，我们主啊，我们会这样做。
And when we're obedient to you,
让我们能够来顺服你。
Because faith comes by hearing,
因为信心是从听来的。
And hearing from the word of God.
听神你的声音。
Increase the rhema word for the body of Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we hear your voice. My sheep hear my voice. Lord, and we recognize those that would try and jump in over the gate and they're not hearing from you. But Lord, you are the door. You are the gate. And we listen to your voice. And your voice only.
Lord,
I pray for clarity. I pray for wisdom. That we would walk in wisdom and, and I pray for integrity.
Lord,
and that you would keep us humble before you. That we walk with integrity and humility. And a deep love for you and for one another. I bring back to Mama May's story about the mustard seed. And I pray, oh God, that you'd fertilize that mustard seed. And you would cause it to sprout. And you would cause it to grow into a tree.
让它能够成长成为一棵树,
that we would be obedient.
让我们能够顺服,
and hear from you.
从你来聆听声,
and do great things.
能够做更大的事情,
in Jesus' name.
耶稣,
Amen.
奉耶稣的名,
Amen. Please be Amen. Seated. Sandy, what would you like to share about his venture? We want to hear the backstage things.
Sandy, 你的感觉是怎么样?
The off-the-record story, yeah. Kirk has such a love for Church of Zion, you just have to know.
Kirk是非常喜爱这个教会.
Yeah, he really does. He's had this on his heart for some time, and we've prayed into it. And he said, I know that my style may not be everybody's style, but I really feel the Lord has put this on my heart, and I have to do it.
他说我这个类型可能并不是每个人的类型，但是神确实把这个放在我的心里面，我需要来做。
So we prayed that Kirk's style is the Lord's style. And everybody else will make do. Yeah, I'm really proud of him. It was a big step for him. And a great step for us in faith and being able to give back to this family that we love so much.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I pray that Kirk's style will be his style.
Yes.
And everyone's style will complete each other. We are majority Chinese here, but very soon we will have a majority of many cultures here. And we need to celebrate everyone's style. Because I love his simplicity, transparency, and open heart.
So,
are you French?
No.
No,
oui, oui? No, no. French, English and Irish.
English, wow. Irish.
Wow, you're open heart for that. Thank you, thank you.
The only thing that, and one of the things that triggered.
一件事情, 触动我的,
triggered.
触动我的,
is I really wanted to connect with the ethnic Chinese. That was one of the things that. And it started. I just sensed when I was hugging the Chinese brothers that there was just such a strong love.
我非常希望有这样的机会能够 华人弟兄们能够连接，所以当跟他们这样一起拥抱的时候，我感到这样一种爱。
It wasn't fake.
不是假的。
It was totally organic.
这是一个有机的、真实的。
And not just one brother.
不只是一个弟兄。
It was multiplying between all the brothers.
是每个弟兄都是如此。
And that was one of the things that triggered. We need to do a men's retreat together.
这是一件事情来兴起我、挑动我，让我来办这样一个弟兄聚会。
So Chinese men,
华人弟兄
，It's your call.
这是你们的呼召。
Because the nations are coming to love you, and it's time for the Chinese men to open their heart and open their arms.
因为列国来是让华人的弟兄们要打开他们的心，打开他们的手臂。
And love never gets missed. You never missed pure love.
因为真正的爱是不会被错过的。Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Albert. Thank you. Thank you, Kurt.
谢谢。
David, you know you took a risk.
I always took a risk.
I'm always safe to take a risk here.
我是在这里冒险，永远是安全的。
You know, if we have a father's heart,
如果你有为父的心，
we are thrilled if someone else can do something better than we could.
我们是非常兴奋，有人能够比我们做得更好。
I could have said,
我可以说，
David, you waited. I waited for 6 months to share, and then you took over.
我等了六个月才有机会分享，然后你把这个机会拿走了。
He calls that taking over.
他把这个叫把夺取的机会。
I was so sensitive to give you the mic after.
我非常敏感，把麦克风给你。
But thank you for allowing me to be safe here.
谢谢你让我能够成为安全的在这里。
You know, maybe this should all be the message.
可能这就是我们要分享的信息。
Really?
真的。
Funny thing, I shared a little bit of the men's. Somebody asked me a question about my early time at Zion.
很奇怪的是，我在那个弟兄聚会里面，我也有一个短短的分享，就是有人问我我以前的一些经历。
Well, when I came to Zion, many times I prepared all week for a message, and I brought it on Sunday morning, and I didn't get to give it.
有很多次在西安，我是花了很多时间预备信息到主日来，但是最后。
They told me that they will always do whatever the Spirit is doing.
他们说，总是圣灵带领他们怎么做就怎么做。
So I assumed that after I prepared all week, that's what he's doing on Sunday morning.
所以我想，我准备了一周，可能这就是星期天要做的。
But nevertheless, if we really, really believe and trust God's hand in the body,
但是我们真的是相信神的手在他的身体里面。
The other thing, very quickly relative to what David was saying,
还有一个很快的，跟刚刚爸爸 David 分享有关的。
I sat with a circle of young men, and I told them the final thing I want to tell you here at the retreat is you have to learn to take a risk.
我对一群年轻弟兄坐在一起，跟他们分享的最后一个要跟他们说的就是你们需要冒险。
They spent some time discerning each other's gifting.
他们花一点时间来分辨每个人自己的这个。
And I said, even though you may know your gifting, you're not going to get anywhere if you don't take risks to start using it.
即使你知道你的恩赐是什么，但是如果你不敢冒险去尝试的话，那就没有什么用。
A child will never walk without taking a risk.
一个孩子不永远不会行走，如果他不冒险的话。
Most everything I have done, especially at Zion, I always was taking a risk.
我做的很多事情，特别在西安的，也是。去冒险尝试。
Some of you know I write some booklets.
有人知道我写一些小的册子。
You know, writing a booklet is taking a risk.
实际上写小册子也是要冒险的。
Maybe nobody will get it, nobody will understand it, nobody will care.
可能不没有人在乎，没有人能够明白，没有人能够拿到。
Now, let me see if I still have some sermon here somewhere.
看看我现在是不是还能有一些要讲到的。
Actually. Something kind of funny came to me also this morning.
今天早上也有一个很奇怪的事情。
About 25 years ago, we had some kind of a celebration. I think it was in Langley.
大概25年前我们在兰里有一些庆祝。
And Jesse was about 5 years old.
那个时候 Jesse 只有五岁。
And he was reciting scriptures.
他在背诵经文。
So they asked him to come up and share, recite this scripture.
所以他们让他上来来背来分享。
And he started out and then all of a sudden he got stuck.
他就开始背但突然之间他被卡住了。
He said,
他说
Grandpa, please help.
他说 Grandpa, 祖父请帮助我。
So I figured if I get stuck this morning, I can say, Jesse, please help.
所以我想如果我今天早上分享的时候卡住也可以说 Jesse, 来帮忙。
But there is a special aspect in every age group.
但是在每一个年龄段都有一个特点。
And I'm trying to learn how to act in my age group.
所以我也是学习怎么样在我这个年龄能够来做事。
And I thought, you know, I've had a little bit of spiritual experience.
我也有一些属灵的经历。
Do you know that my experience goes from A to Z?
我的经历是从 A 到 Z。
Not just my initial,
不是我名字的
my spiritual journey,
我属灵的经历
from Amish to Zion,
从 Amish 到西安，所以是从 A 到 Z.
I don't know if I should start preaching a German Amish sermon now.
我是不是需要来用这个德国的 Amish 来
But anyway, when I was starting to prepare, I kept trying to decide which message should I give.
我预备的时候，我不是很确定我要讲什么样的信息。
Because I had three.
因为我有三个。
And then finally, I thought, you know, this is hockey playoff time.
我最后我想这是冰球的这个打冰球的时间。
Anyway, the people are willing to sit through three periods of hockey, so why couldn't they sit through three periods of message?
所以人们愿意就是打冰球可以看三个不同的那个段。那同样的这个也是我的分享信息也是三段。
From my spiritual experience and observing believers through the years,
从我的属灵
I'd like to give you the two basic principles that I think everyone has to learn to appreciate.
从我的属灵经历观察属灵经历我知道有两点是每一个人需要来学习来欣赏的。
And it happens to be the topic of my first booklet and my 12th booklet.
这就是我第一本小册子的题目以及第十二本小册子。
And the first one, of course, is dealing with offense.
那第一本小册子讲的就是来怎样来处理冒犯。
I still see this is so critical for every believer to understand and appreciate how to deal with offense.
所以我仍然认为这是非常重要的，每一个信徒怎样来处理冒犯。
The primary reason that people leave the church, that leave the Lord, it's because they got offended.
很多人这个离开教会的主要的原因就是因为有这个冒犯。
The primary undergirding principle in every division is offense.
每一个分裂这下面的问题底下的问题也就是冒犯。
Every family breakdown started with offense.
每一个家庭分裂也是从冒犯开始。
And so we really need to learn.
所以我们需要来学习。
How to deal with offense.
怎样来处理冒犯。
And I'm sorry to tell you, you cannot fully avoid it.
实际上我要告诉你不可能完全的来避免冒犯。
Anyone here who's never been offended?
是不是有人从来都不被冒犯？
Okay, I'm going to say, write another booklet. We need it.
所以我们需要。
So, we want to get into this matter just a little bit.
所以我们需要来讲这一个。
Basically, offense is that feeling you get when you're frustrated because of the way someone else did something.
这个所谓的冒犯就是因为某人做了什么事情说了什么事情你觉得很沮丧
Maybe you feel they didn't consider you at all
可能你觉得他们并没有想到你
Maybe they betrayed you
可能他们背叛了你
Maybe they said something untrue about you
可能讲的事情关于你的是不真实的
There's so many ways offenses can come
可能是有很多不同的方式会有这个带来冒犯
The Greek word offense is something like scandalon
这个希腊语冒犯
And actually, it's one translation is the bait, like the fish bait.
Okay, 这个它的一个翻译解释是诱饵
So it has been referred as the bait of Satan.
好像就是撒旦的诱饵一样
But if you take the bait of offense,
但是如果你把冒犯这个诱惑拿进来了，
you give Satan an access into your heart.
那你等于就相当于给撒旦有这样一个权利到你的心里面来。
Because when the moment you are offended,
因为你被冒犯的那一刻，
your spirit opens up with a frustration and a bitterness.
你的灵好像打开，沮丧、苦毒。
And he is right there to magnify it.
然后他在那里还要放大这一个东西。
And even though the person was really friends of yours and we had great relationship,
即使那个人可能是你的朋友，关系跟你也很好。
You hardly ever saw any fault or failure in the person.
你好像就看不到他里面的那个。
But after the offense, you can no longer see anything positive, everything negative.
因为有了冒犯，你任何好的东西你都看不到，你看到都是负面的。
So you eat that offense,
如果你把这个冒犯吃下去，
the bitterness grows, the division grows, the suspicion grows.
这个苦毒啊，这个猜疑啊，就会不断的增大。
And that causes separation, division, and confusion.
就会引起分裂。
In fact, many offenses also come from being offended with the Lord.
实际上有很多冒犯是因为你对神。
I think I may have shared I lost a 17-year-old brother in a fatal accident when we were young.
我可能分享过，刚才分享我曾经失去了一个17岁的一个兄弟，在一场这个。
I didn't realize, but for years I carried offense against the Lord for taking my brother.
实际上，我当时没有意识到，很多年来我心里面一直对神有这样一个冒犯，为什么他要带走我的兄弟？
What, of course, I was doing is I was judging the sovereign hand of God.
所以我实际上我做的就是我好像要审判这个神的手做的事情。
The enemy was causing me to assume I would have known better how to handle the situation with that brother.
仇敌好像让我觉得我知道的更好，我知道怎么来做会更好。
That's now over 70 years.
那是七十年。
Since that happened.
自从那个发生到现在已经七十年了。
I have now seen the emerging of at least six men who were turned to the Lord through his death.
我现在看到通过这件事情至少有六个人转向了神。
My older brother and I personally both stayed steadfast with the Lord due to the influence of that brother.
实际上我的大哥就是因为那一次事情。
Eventually, I saw God has always a bigger sovereign picture behind it all that we can often never fully perceive while we're here.
实际上，神有一个更大的图画，可能我们在这里是不一定能够看明白。
Our place is not to judge. Our place is to humbly bow and say, "God, have Your way."
我们所站的位置不是去审判、去论断，而是说我要降服。
And I'm just going to skip over some of these matters, but I've got to give you the main clue I've learned to avoid offense.
所以我跟大家分享的就是最主要的怎么样来避免冒犯。
And that is to genuinely believe God's sovereign hand is at work.
是真正的相信神全能的手他掌权。
That's why if someone takes the message instead of me and really believe that, I'll not be offended.
所以真正相信的他就不会被冒犯。
When I am offended, it indicates there's still some ego there thinking that I should have had some involvement.
所以如果你有被冒犯，那说明你里面仍然有一些自我的东西在里面，觉得好像是应该怎么样。
Now that's not going to happen automatically.
当然这不是会自动发生的。
One of the primary is, I mentioned how the enemy uses offenses.
我讲到仇敌是怎样使用冒犯。
But I want you to know that God uses offenses.
但我要现在要讲的是，神也使用冒犯。
And the way He uses them is to test us.
神使用冒犯就是来试炼我们。
To show us how big our ego is.
来告诉我们我们的自我有多大。
To show us how much we're occupied with ourselves.
我们有多么的以自我为中心。
Job said,
那个。
The Lord has tested me, and the end eventually I'll come out as gold.
神试炼我，最后让我成为金晶。
It took about 35 chapters of his partners condemning him to test him, but eventually he came out as gold.
他的那些伙伴就是一直来说他， 但是花了他三十五个章节，最后他出来就像金晶一样。
So again, keep this in our heart and help younger people.
就是记住这一些来帮助年轻人。
You must know families, even in not our immediate family, but our extended family. I've seen serious, serious breakdown starting with small offense.
我们的家庭，甚至我们这个扩展的家庭里面，看到很多很多这样的例子，从小事情开始，就成为这个大的这个冒犯。
This offense yields a harvest of bitterness and judgment and anger and suspicion.
就是给我们带来苦毒，带来愤怒，这个论断等等。
But the purpose is for us to grow and to mature and to learn to discover ourselves.
但是这个目的是让我们能够成长，能够成熟，能够更多的发现自己。
You know, it's so serious that at the same time, Jesus said, if you so much as offend a little one of these, it would be better a millstone were hung on your neck and you were drowned.
耶稣说，如果你冒犯了，让小子中一个跌倒，就还不如一块大石头绑在你的脖子上。
So Jesus took this pretty seriously.
所以耶稣也是对这件事情是非常认真对待的。
So we have to learn and even guard our words. We'll talk about that a bit more.
我们要学习，也要来注意我们的话语。
So, not too bad. That's the first message. First period is over.
这是第一部分结束了。
Okay, the second message is on.
第二部分。
The other end of the spectrum.
是这一个图画的另一端。
I didn't realize this until much later in my life.
我以前没有意识到，是到后面才意识到。
The absolutely critical factor of living and walking in the fear and the awe of the Lord.
就是敬畏神是非常非常重要的。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏神是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord has many benefits listed in the scripture.
在经文里面列出非常多的这个好处是敬畏神。
And I always say, if something isn't working and you keep doing it,
我说如果一件事情不行，你一直在做，
go back and check the directions.
然后你就需要回来看看这方向是不是对。
God has promised us many benefits.
神告诉我们有很多的这个好处。
Peace, love, joy, fellowship.
喜乐。
His presence, access to heaven.
他的同在，能够和天堂，能触摸到天堂。
That's his aspect of the deal.
这是他的那一面。
Our aspect of the deal is to live and walk in the fear of the Lord.
我们对我们来说，我们需要做的就是敬畏神，与他同行。
And so I've just simply finished a booklet called The Fear of the Lord.
所以我就完成了这本小册子，名字叫敬畏神。
And at the end of the meeting,
在这个结束以
we will have a copy for everyone in this place.
我们可以每个人都会有一本这个小册子。
At the same time, it has been translated into Chinese.
同时也被翻译成中文。
And it will be available within a couple weeks.
可能过几周，也会大家也可以拿得到。
If someone would ask me,
如果有人问我
，What are the two ends of a faithful servant?
一个忠心仆人的两端。
Of course, you must be born again.
当然，你需要重生。
Learn how to deal with offense.
需要知道怎么来处理冒犯。
It's like when you're starting out in your run in the Christian walk, the first thing the devil wants to do is trip you.
就像你好像在这个基督徒这项中要行走第一步，仇敌就要让你。
If it can trip you and you fall on your face, you get discouraged and frustrated.
如果你跌倒了，那你就会失去，就会没有信心了。
The other thing is if you don't know the fear of the Lord.
另外一端就是如果你没有敬畏神。
You can gradually allow your flesh to have more and more freedom and more privilege.
你会逐渐的让你的肉体会有更多更多的这样一个自由。
And I have concluded that the great famous spiritual leaders that fall,
这个那些最伟大的属灵领袖他们的跌倒
the real problem, they lost the fear of the Lord.
真正的问题就是他们失去对神的敬畏。
In fact, some of you may know there was a great evangelist teacher that had a huge spiritual empire about 20 years ago.
可能大家也知道有一个非常一个伟大的属灵领袖，在二十年前，他有一个很庞大的一个事工。
And eventually, he got into immorality and crime, and he ended up in the prison.
最终因为他的不道德，所以进了监狱。
And while he was there, he was visited by John Bevere. Some of you may know he's a famous writer.
有一个很有名的作家 John.
And John said, "I want to hear a little bit about your journey, if you will."
他对他说，我想听一下你的这样一个旅程。
Tell me, when did you stop loving Jesus?
他说，你什么时候开始不爱耶稣？
He said, "I never stopped loving Jesus."
他说，我从来都没有好像不爱耶稣。
When did you stop loving the Lord?
你什么时候不爱主的？
I always loved the Lord.
他说，我都一直爱主。
I preached Him. I preached salvation.
因为我就是讲到这个爱啊，讲到这个救赎。
I got people saved.
有很多人被救。
But you were living a double life.
但是你活得好像一个双面的这样一个生
活。How could you do that?
你是怎样？你怎么会这样？
Oh, I just lost the fear of the Lord.
他说我就是失去了对神的敬畏。
The fear of the Lord indicates that I sense He is with me right now, every single moment, not just in the presence of the worship here, but wherever I am.
敬畏神就是你每时每刻都意识到，都知道他跟你在一起。
When I was about 14 years old,
我大概14岁的时候，
a bunch of teenagers on a Sunday afternoon went out into the forest just to have
fun.
All of a sudden, one of the older ones told us, "Get in a circle."
突然之间有一个年长的跟我们说，就是大家做围成一个圈。
And he pulled out a pack of cigarettes.
他就拿出一包烟。
And he said,
他说
"Today we're going to discover who is a man and who is a boy in this place."
今天我们就要看出谁是男人，谁是男孩。就在这里。
Passed it around, and each one took one.
然后他把烟给每一个人。
I got to me.
到我这里。
I said no way.
我说 no 不行。
It went around.
然后又一圈。
My next brother took one.
我下面一个弟兄他拿了。
Finally, my third oldest brother, who later passed away, did not take one.
最后就是我第三个那个兄弟，就是后面过世的。他没有拿。
That gave me a little bit of extra courage.
他因为没拿，所以给了我
一点勇气。So he came back to me and he said, "Okay, come on."
所以他又回到我这里说，来。
I said, "I will never put one of those things in my mouth."
我说我永远都不会把那个放到我嘴里。
And I believe I said it out of the fear of the Lord.
我相信我是因为敬畏神才这样说的。
The next 3 years, I went to a boarding school.
接下去的三年，我去了一个寄宿学校。
And I had to hitchhike.
我得要走着去。
You know hitchhike?
就搭车搭顺搭搭便车。
It was an hour and a half from our home.
离我们家有一个半小时。
I stayed there weekends, but back and forth I had to hitchhike.
所以在周末在那里，我来回得要搭便车。
You know, you go beside the road like this.
你在路上就是这样。
And many, many of the people who picked me up tried to convince me to take a smoke.
实际上有很多就是让我搭车的人都是跟我说要我来抽烟。
But somehow, because I heard the voice of God and I stood under the fear of God, I said I would never take one.
因为我听到神的声音，并且敬畏神，所以我一直都没有。
Oh, come on, they would say, nobody will ever know. You don't know us. No, we can't tell. No one will know. This is your chance.
他们说没关系啦，没人知道啦，你跟我们在一起，这是你的机会。
And you know that's how the devil comes every time to cause people's standard to lower and to begin to accommodate the flesh. Nobody will ever know.
所以仇敌就是要让我们这个标准降下来，要为了满足我们的肉体，所以他们就说没人会知道。
I believe a lot of the problem that goes on these days in pornography and every other way is linked.The lack of the fear of the Lord.
所以现在有很多的问题就是跟敬畏神、跟不敬畏神相关。
So, I just a couple of verses I think we had there. I just want to just really give you a bit of a refresher on some of the benefit of the fear of the Lord.
就是有一些经文我要跟大家分享，就是敬畏神的好处。
Let's see if we got Isaiah 33:6. Isaiah 33:6.
以赛亚书33:6.
He will be the sure foundation for your times, a rich store of salvation, of wisdom, and of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to that treasure.
你一生一世必得安稳，有丰盛的救恩。 并智慧和知识，你以敬畏耶和华为至宝。
I think some of us would like to read it from this end.
可能我想有些人从这一边开始读。
We want the treasure, but we don't have need to think we don't need the key.
我们可能希望有这个宝贝，但是好像不需要这个钥匙。
As I've gone, and I'll let you, as I said, you'll each have a booklet. There's a whole list. And I've come to the place now, I am so bold. I say to the Lord, Lord, if I have feared you in the proper way, let me know. And if I have, you owe this to me.
所以我到这样一个地步，就是我有这样勇气跟神说，如果我没有敬畏你，你要跟我说。
I'm so bold as to say I believe that poverty and frustration and a lot of confusion in life is the result of a lack of the fear of the Lord.
我相信有很多问题，像贫穷。 很多问题就是因为没有敬畏神。The
fear of the Lord is a protection.
实际上敬畏神是一个保护。Now,
I'm going to use the analogy of a policeman.
我用这个比喻就像一个警察。And
I want you to know there's a difference between the fear of and being afraid of.
所以我要跟大家讲这个区别，这个敬畏和惧怕的区别在哪里。Any
of you fear the policeman?
有多少人怕警察？
You don't?
你们不怕吗?
Okay, all right, let me ask you this way.
我这样问你们,
if you're speeding,
如果你超速,
maybe 140 down the highway,
在高速上超速, 100多,
and you see a policeman,
你看到一个警察,
what do you do?
你做什么?
No, you don't.
你不怕吗?
You just told me you don't fear the policeman.
你告诉我你不怕警察。
Do you or don't you?
你不怕吗?
You see, if you are doing right,
如果你做得对,
you can fear the policeman, but love to be close to him and honor him.
你不用惧怕, 你可以跟他在一起, 好像跟他靠近他。
But we think the policeman is there to protect us from the bad guys.
我们都认为警察在那里是保护我们。
Did you ever realize he's also there to protect you from yourself? He's there to protect you from the indulgence of your flesh. His presence can protect you from doing that which would be harmful or illegal. So just like the same way, whenever I'm about to do something,
就像当我有的时候想做什么事情的时候,
in the natural, you kind of look around and see if there's a police around.
自然你会看看有没有警察在。
In the spiritual, you want to just look around a little bit and see if he's around.
在灵里面你也要看看是不是他在。
And if the Lord's around, you will let him protect you from yourself.
如果神在, 那你就让他来保护你自己。
And at the same time, Look at what we got.
同时看我们能得到什么?
Anybody want a sure foundation?
是不是需要有一个安稳的这样一个基础?
A rich store of salvation.
救恩,
wisdom and knowledge.
智慧和知识.
If you can't get in through the door, find out what's the key.
如果你能够进门找到这个钥匙在哪里?
The key is the fear and the love and the honor of the Lord.
这个钥匙就是敬畏神来尊荣神。
We have in the scripture many examples of those who gain much through the fear of the Lord. And those who lost much because they didn't fear the Lord. One of the counterfeits, of course, is the fear of man. The fear of man, of course, controls people. How does it control a person? That person will always try to consider what would they feel about this? What would they think? What did this look like? What impression would I make?
一直会在想这个会怎么样，人家会怎么想，我这样会给别人怎么样的印象等等。
There is a sense that everyone lives under a fear.
实际上，从某种程度上，每个人都某种生活在某种惧怕下面。
And I heard recently there's a new term for a fear called FOM.
我最近听到有一个惧怕叫 FOM,
meaning fear of missing out.
啊，惧怕被错过。
Oh, I don't have my phone here.
Oh, 我没有 我手机没在
Every time it rings or there's a ding, I gotta look.
每一次电话响，我都得要看
I might miss out on something.
我可能错过了什么东西
And then I wouldn't be in on the crowd.
那可能就不在人群中了
Have you noticed this?
你是不是注意到这一个
And then eventually people are controlled by that.
最终你还被那个所控制
When we were in the flight a few days ago, a young man sat down beside me.
几天前，一个年轻人坐在我旁边
，pulled out his phone，
拿出他的手机
，and he was glued into that for the next hour。
他接下来整个小时好像就粘在这个上面。
I wanted to ask him the question, "Where do you live?"
我问他的问题，你住在哪里
？And I knew the answer.
我知道这个答案。
He lived in that phone.
他住在这个手机。
That's his world.
这就是他的世界。
That becomes your world.
这就是成为他的世界。
That will control you.
他就是。控制了你
What is our world?
那我们的世界是什么
It's this beautiful book.
是这一本很美丽的书
That's going to lead us to the next part. Are we doing okay? This is now third period.
接下来第三点
Amen.
Amen.
So be sure to pick this up. We'll try to have some copies at each door.
等一会儿每个人可以拿一本这个书
The last part is
最后一点
How do we engage all these things and what's the handle to make them work?
就怎样把这些事情在一起这个门把是什么
I'm the kind of person I always like to ask at the end, so how does it work?
那我这样的人一直会问怎样能够在一起是能够行得通的
Jesse, is that what they call a pragmatist? Yeah?A teacher.
teacher.
How does it work?
怎样能够行得通?
What do you make? How do you do to make all this stuff work?
你怎样做能够让这些都行得通?
I'll give you the very simple answer.
我给你一个很简单的答案。
Don't laugh until I explain it.
不要笑，直到我解释了。
You got to use your mouth.
你得要使用你的嘴。
You have to speak it.
你要说出来。
You have to say it.
你要说出来。
It's not enough to think it.
单想不够
It's by the words of your mouth you will be judged.
嘴边说出来的话
The words of our mouth have a creative power to bring into reality that which we have perceived in general.
这个我们嘴这个说出来的话带有这个创造性的这个能力
And we're going to find some amazing scripture.
我们会找到一些经文
This one we want to get on here is Jeremiah 23:28.
耶利米书
We all have...
23 章
Let the prophet who has a dream recount the dream, but let the one who has... this is a different translation, but... Anyway, let the one who has a word speak it faithfully.
德们的先知可以述说那么得我话的人可以诚实讲说我的话。
The point of this is,
我要重点是
if you have a word...
如果你有一句话
Whether it's a word that has been prophesied over you,
是不管是不是预言对你的预言
a word that you have picked up from the Bible,
一句话可能从圣经里面得到的
you must learn how to speak it. Where are we?
你需要学习说出来
Speak it faithfully.
诚实讲说
Faithfully means more than once.
这个诚实指的是不止一次
Faithfully means continuously.
指的是连续不断的
Faithfully means I re-endorse and reaffirm it by my word.
就是用我的话语来确认
Do you know that your word is so powerful?
你知道你讲的话是非常有力
That if you speak the wrong word, you could end up in prison just because of the word you spoke.
如果你讲错话，你可能会进监狱
You know that a word you speak to a young child could redirect their life.
你对一个年轻孩子说的话能够来引导他们的一生。
We need a new realization of the power of our words.
所以我们需要意识到我们这个讲的话语多么的这个有能力。
I know there's a lot of reaction to what is called proclaim it and claim it and all those things, but there's always an overreaction to a real truth.
有的时候我们对 真理可能会有一个过分的反应。
That's a bit of a difficult one. It'll get clearer. Okay. So anyway, the point of this is we have to learn that we must continually recalibrate our being, our atmosphere, our future by using words.
所以我们需要不断地用我们所讲的话来调整我们这个将来 要做的。
There's a principle here. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to communicate it very effectively, but I've just got a new realization of this.
我就意识到这一点有一个原则。
So, let's say we do have a condition or a situation.
举个例子，我们现在有一个情况。
And we speak to it.
我们对它来说。
And then we wait.
然后我们等。
And we wait.
等。
And we wait.
然后我们等。
See, then nothing happens.
好像什么事情都没有发生。
We were not speaking into it.
我们好像就没有对他来说。
We just pointed at it.
我们只是指着他。
And every time I speak it,
每一次我说
I reinforce it.
我实际上是来强调。
And I put the creative energy into it.
实际上我是把那个创造的能力加在上面。
To cause it to be.
让它好像能够发生。
Lord, help us.
主啊，帮助我。
Okay, let's go with the next couple verses here.
然后接下来有一些经文。
We're talking about the word.
我们讲话语。
No, I'm sorry. Go back to the last reference. Okay, the next verse, 29. We want to know what the word is really like. It's not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces.
耶和华说，我的话岂不像火，又像能打碎磐石的大锤吗？
What can a fire do?
火能做什么？
Burn.
烧。
Consume.
燃烧。
Eliminate.
消灭。
So what can our word do?
所以我们的话语
Like a fire,
就像火一样。
It can burn and eliminate and destroy that which comes against us, provided we use the word.
就能够燃烧，能够来取消，来消灭到那些对抗我们的东西。
And supposing the fire goes through and there's something left over.
假如这个火烧过以后还有一些留剩下来的。
What else could you use?
那你还能用什么？
A hammer.
锤子。
The word is like a fire and a hammer.
所以它这个话语像火，像锤子。
Do you have trash laying around in your life?
你生命中有。
Have trash laying around inside your heart or your life?
就很多像垃圾在你的心里面。
Burn it through the word.
用神的话来燃烧掉。
Speak against it.
对他来说话。
Speak life into it.
对他来说生命的话。
Break up the fallow ground.
那个打碎那一个。
What is preaching the gospel?
这个传福音是什么？
Preaching the gospel.
传福音。
Means I take the reality of who Jesus is,
就是把耶稣是谁这样一个事实，
and I use my words as a carrier or a vehicle,
用我的话作为一个工具，
to actually make the spiritual reality of Christ available to someone who's willing to hear,
让这个属灵的这样一个耶稣是谁成为别人是能够领受的。
Are you understanding? Words are vehicles.
这个话语就是一个工具。
They're carriers.
一个承载。
I mean, thinking is okay for you, but thinking will have no effect beyond your little mind.
你认为想可能对你是有用，但是除了脑子以外就没有什么别的作用。
I never heard of anybody being put in jail for what they were thinking.
我从来没听说有人因为想什么事情而进监狱的。
But the minute they speak it has a whole different dimension.
但是一旦他说话，那就是完全不一样的情况。
So, We speak the word. We speak love. We speak encouragement. Use the vehicle God has given us. Not only, you might say, on others, but on ourselves. Actually, this was picked up from a message we heard in California last week. And he shared with us that neurologists who'd study the brain and the way the brain functions
神经学家, 就是研究大脑的,
have come to the conclusion
他们得出一个结果,
that speaking and the words we speak are central in our brain
我们所说的话是在我们大脑的中心,
and everything else in our body takes its sensation from the words.
实际上我们身体的别的部分就是从这个中心能够来感受到。
If you say, I'm cold,
如果你说我冷,
when you're maybe feeling a little uncomfortable,
可能你有点不舒服,
and you say that three or four more times,
如果你说几次,
the rest of your body says, get ready, cold, cold, cold is coming, we're being cold.
你身体的其他部分就说准备好，我已经感受冷了，冷了，冷了，来了。Get
prepared.
准备好.
And it will believe what your word has said.
他们就会相信你所说的那个话。
You might say, I can't do that, it's impossible.
你可能会说，我不能做，不可能做到。
The rest of your brain sends messages to your body.
这个大脑的这个其他部分就
make whatever adjustment is necessary to reinforce the fact that you cannot do that.
实际上就是加强了，好像你就不能做了。You
realize even the power of the word over yourself.
即使你自己话语对你来说，这个能力在哪？
And of course, remembering again the words we speak over the children.
也记得我们对孩子所说的话。
This is now I understand why Jesus said, even you speak such a little thing to a word to a little child.
这就是我明白耶稣问说你对这样的孩子所说的。I
think we got another reference here. Was it from Job?
约伯记里面还有一段经文，约珥书，约伯记。Okay,
how many have ever heard this song? Let the weak say I am strong, let the poor.
有多少人听这首歌？
How many have ever sang that and believed it?
有多少人是听唱了然后相信？
You know what?
让软弱的说,
don't waste your breath singing it if you don't believe it.
就如果你不相信，你就不用这样做。
That is it in Job, especially the one line. It was maybe the one before that verse. It says, let's try the verse before.
前面一句,
Job 28, I mean 22. Okay, anyway. The line there is, let the weak say, I am strong.
让软弱的说我是刚强。
Do you know that it absolutely makes no sense to that?
实际上这句话好像没有，本来没有什么意义。
If it is not true.
如果不是真实的，就没有什么意义。
Why would you say, tell the weak, why do you want to say that weak say, I am strong, if it's not true?
为什么软弱的说我是刚强，如果这不是事实的话？
But the fact of the matter is, when the weak start saying, I am strong, their whole body resources, their whole mentality begins to move into preparing to be strong.
但事实是，当软弱的说我是刚强，他身体的整个机能就开始预备起来，要成为刚强。Amen. Amen.
Finally, I think we still have one more verse.
最后还有一句经文。Yes,
here's the one. Let the weakling say, "I am strong." Now, the following verse we had.
软弱的说，嗯。
This is the James. I'm beginning to see James in a whole new way. Listen to what he says. The tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts.
舌头在白体里也是最小，却能说大话。Consider
what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark.
看那最小的火能点着最大的树林。
Now, of course, the tongue is not just because it's the tongue. The tongue is because it causes words to form.
这个舌头并不只是说舌头，是因为它让话语能够讲出来。
You might read it saying, you know that words can be so, so small.
这个话可以是非常非常小的。
But it can have a powerful impact.
但是可以有一个很强有力的影响。
Why have we not caused that to apply to the fact that we ourselves have a tremendous power in our tongue?
所以为什么我们就 不来做行出来，就是我们的话语舌头有一个非常非常大的影响力。
And of course,
能力。
We have seen that functioning and operating in that this house.
我们当然在这个家也是这样来运作的。
We have some pioneer papas and papa in this house.
我们为父为母的先驱。
That used to perplex me when I first came 26, 7 years ago.
大概26年前，当我开始刚刚来的时候，让我觉得有点困惑。
This papa would say something about somebody.
他们会说。
And I would kind of say, I don't think you know that person.
我想他可能并不明白。
That's not what I see there.
这不是我所看到的。
He said, I see what's going to be there.
但是他说我看到将要的。
I'm speaking into what's going to be there.
我要对他说他会将要成为那个。
And that person is going to believe what I'm telling them.
因为那个人就会相信我对他说的。
And now I understand the kind of the chemistry of it. I don't know if you even knew the chemistry, Papa.
现在我明白这个化学。
I always find him so perplexing.
我以前觉得这是很
难明白。He does things and takes me a couple years to figure out the chemistry behind it.
花了我不少时间来明白这后面的这个化学的作用是什么。
You see now how that works with when he says positive things to the person, their mind draws it in and starts to cause action.And draw the whole body attention. We are going to be great. We are going to be successful.
就当你讲正面的话的时候，那个人的整个大脑就会让他整个身体的机能能够来预备好，就对自己说，我会做好的，做好的。
Here again, remember, words are seeds.
所以你记得话语也是能看到。
A seed in itself is pretty insignificant.
像一个海。
But the development of it,
像个种子，种子自己好像很小。
It will be something beautiful.
但是会成为很美好的。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Papa Gideon, do you want to conclude the meeting? I really want to bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Really, how many appreciate the word?
你多少来欣能够欣赏这个话语
？Can you stand together?
能够一起站立。
Now you can bless them.
现在你可以祝福他们。
Repeat after me.
重复我说的。
Let the words of my mouth.
让我嘴巴的话语。
And the meditation of my heart.
以及我心里的默想。
Be acceptable to thee.
愿神所喜悦。
O Lord, my Redeemer.
主啊，你是我的救赎者。
I want to bless you day by day, hour by hour.
我要每一天来祝福你。
I want to not only think but speak your word.
我不只是想，我要说你的话语。
And I want to speak it continually.
我要不断地来说你的话语。
Thank you, Lord, for the word.
谢谢你赐给我们你的话语。
Teach us how to apply it.
让我们能够来应用。
And how to deal with offense?
怎样来处理冒犯
？And live in the fear of the Lord.
以及活在敬畏神当中。
Amen.